Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. We have a great show for you in store tonight. For everybody that is listening to our show for the first time, my name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. And this is a show all about love. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs and poetry by our angel writers, and we have special guests. We invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. And if you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So we have a very cool guest tonight. You guys might remember our previous guest, Michelle Weiss-Maslin, and how she does different collaborations with different artists, which is cool. We've had other people on the show that she's worked with, like Bryce, Hitchcock. We've had Marina V. So we've had lots of people that she's worked with on the show, which is cool. And tonight we have another amazing singer-songwriter, and her name is Amia. And she is calling in from Europe. So she's awesome. And she's done some collaborations with Michelle, as well as she has some of her own stuff, independent projects that she's sent our way that we can play for you guys tonight, which is very cool. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome her onto the show with her song and Michelle Weiss-Maslin's song that they have co-written together. This is called Thrive.
Big top pretender knows it for sure. All games and deception, one size fits more. Seductive schemer holding the tightrope. Behind every curtain, passion and smoke. Step right up, step right up, step right up, step right up. But if my control it, let go, let me dance, I have power. I sort of found a way to go. My own type of whip of all the bits up at once.
Hi, Amiya. Nice to see you tonight, and thank you for being on our show.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So, tell us a little bit about your music. You said that you have two different EPs.
It was August that I had an EP that was uploaded. It was six tracks of my own music that I recorded. I'd worked with a friend, Danny Andrews, and I recorded it at his studio, and me and him just sat there sort of going through sounds, and I would almost create like a starter on my garage band, and then we'd go into his studio and then sort of like make it even better and sort of perfect it, really. So that's what I released last year, and it was just sort of a collection of all the songs that I'd done till then.
Oh, that's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the work that you've done with Michelle Weiss-Maslin.
Well, that's ridiculously exciting. So last year, it's crazy how fast the year goes to say it's already last year, but in September I came back out to LA and I worked with Michelle, who's an awesome person anyway, as a character, but she's so talented. It was, for me, it was an honor to be able to work with her, and we spent 10 days in the studio together writing, and also she brought in her writing partner Larry Treadwell, who's also a really lovely guy. And yeah, we went to his studio as well. It was so nice being in Santa Monica. It was such a chill vibe to work there. And we did three songs, Thrive, Second to Fall, and Revelation. There were three tracks that we did together. And hopefully soon I'll be going back out again to work with her.
That is awesome. How do you feel like your style varies musically between your different works?
I think I always try and keep a sense of the way I like my music. I like it to have like a really heavy sort of feel where it's like emotive music, and it's got like a really sort of, I like music that sort of grabs your heart a little bit when you're listening to it. It's like it means something rather than, I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, I love a great pop track and everything, and I do think it has to have an element with that there, but I think with all my music I still like to have like a really great reason behind the song and why I'm writing it. So I think you can definitely hear that within the songs. But I think what was fun with working with Michelle is she, you know, at the moment is loving dance and sort of like, you know, upbeat, fun tracks that sort of get you listening straight away. And so it was fun for me to do something a little bit different and to hear the way she pulled the track together rather than the way maybe I would have taken it. It was really cool to sort of let her take the lead and listen to what she came with, and it was amazing.
That is awesome. Who are some of your musical influences?
It's funny when people ask that, because I think obviously you always find new things and new music, and so your influences can change. But when I was younger, when I was like just probably like 10 years old, I really liked Anya. Do you know Anya?
Yeah.
And I loved, then probably when I was about 14, I became obsessed with Tori Amos and her, she had a Tales of a Librarian album, which I really, really liked. And then sort of like now, I love Florence and the Machine, I love Lana Del Rey, I love One Republic. So I think it's sort of a stand. At the moment, I've been listening to a lot of Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Banks.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's a new artist, actually, that just literally, like, made it big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
She's a Californian, isn't she? She is. LA?
Yeah, she's Californian. She's actually a friend of mine, and she's I've been trying to get her on the show forever because she's awesome. And yeah. Apparently, she was just like this regular, ordinary girl like a year and a half ago, and then she signed with a label and started recording all these music, and then, you know, got her song with Victoria's Secret, and then she, you know, became mainstream label, and now she's on like the main radio. I was like, hey, look at that, Banks. That's cool.
And I love her stuff. And
oh my God.
So cool. I love her stuff. So that's sort of what I've been listening to a lot at the moment as well.
Yeah, I feel like you can do a lot of that really well, like, because you have, like, this, like, raspy, sexy, deep, sultry voice, you know, but you also can go to, like, that higher area, so.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So cool. What projects do you have coming up?
So at the moment, I'm quite excited. I'm going to be going into the studio with Michelangelo out here in London. It's in 2 weeks' time, and let's see what happens. I mean, we're both really excited about the collaboration, so hopefully next time we speak to each other on the radio, you'll have more to hear.
Yeah.
Up with the collaboration. And then also this weekend, I'm going into the studio in London. It's in Waterloo. And I'm going to be recording my own. I've got 8 tracks of my own that I haven't actually had recorded yet, so I'm going into the studio this weekend and getting all that recorded.
That's so cool.
Exciting. Yeah, so, and I think hopefully I'm going to be in the States in April.
Yay! Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any, like, a tour or live shows coming up?
I think there will definitely be live shows. It's more as well, like, meetings and different people that are waiting to meet with me. So I've sort of got to go meet them, work with them and things like that. It's really exciting.
Awesome. And you're going to be in the L.A. area then?
Yes.
Yay.
And New York as well.
Oh, sweet. Very cool. Awesome, I love it. So tell us a little bit about the song Thrive.
Thrive. So that was sort of, it was so cool. We would go, this is one that I was with Larry, and we wrote it, we sort of had an idea, and I just sort of like, from that day, I was just so sort of like stressed out with the fact that people feel like they have to fit into a certain thing or be a certain person to be in the industry and to succeed. And so, like, the concept of, have you ever seen the film Water for Elephants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's the whole, I mean, I read the book, which I love the book as well. But, you know, like, that whole thing where you're on this train and, like, if you're not good enough, you just get thrown off. And it's like, you know, these different characters and everything. I was just obsessed with sort of like the idea of the circus from you know, watching the film and reading the book and sort of the history and how it works and everything. So for some reason, the whole industry and the whole way that people are and the way that people have to change and things like that just started to remind me of the, I can't remember what someone said, but it was like someone was saying about The Pretender, and then I said it's like The Big Top, and then it just went from there, really, and it just became this really cool sort of, it's not just about the industry, it's about, you know, life itself. It's like people sort of worry about trying to fit in, and you're trying really hard, and sometimes you just have to just be yourself and thrive. And so
absolutely.
That's where the song started from, so it's cool.
So tell us a little bit about Second to Fall.
Second to Fall was another track that I love. Michelle sent it to me finished like 2 weeks ago, so it was really, really cool. The one thing I liked about this one was just that the chorus sort of like drops, and it's the way that the production works and things like that was just really cool for a track. The meaning behind it again, it was sort of like the three of us sat there and we just talked about things, you know, and then instead of like trying to think, right, we have to write a song about this, it just became a song. And that's what was really cool about working with the two of them. It was sort of like, it was a really natural flow of how to create a song. So it was really cool.
So now we are going to play Second to Fall.
Did I freeze in my conclusions when I just could have asked? Did I stack up my own feelings, making walls from the past? I heard you ring but never picked up the phone. What would have happened if I'd taken that call? Fell over like 50 times, running for it and so. What there was on the line, it made any difference at all. Could have been a free.
Outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area, so go to www.cynthialauran.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have the most loving girl online with us right now. We have Zara with her raw poetry. So how are you doing tonight, sweetheart? Are you having a good
night?
I'm great.
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Yay, I'm good. I'm glad you're doing well. And what poem do you have for us tonight?
The poem I have tonight is called Tipsy. And it's kind of, sort of having a third party objective on a situation and sometimes how it can shed light. You know, sometimes we see things only how we see them, and then a completely different person points out the obvious, and then you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I can't wait to hear it, so feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. Typically, the random unforeseen clips of my life happen without warning. It's not the details I recall, it's the moments. We sat there talking with nothing but soft music in the background, a friend I hadn't seen in so long that now I only see the lines on his face. He stares and goes on and on about who he sees me as and the disbelief in how I see myself. There are very few people I talk to for the simple reason words should be chosen carefully. The same applies for friends. There are very few I admire, even less that I respect. Not out of arrogance or ignorance, but out of cruel experience. I've learned life lessons do not discriminate when it comes to age. Cruelty and survival often walk together. I've learned my self-worth and let go of what is worthless. Depending on the company, I often dance around the mask. Can I trust them? Is there something that they need or want from me? If I call at 3 a.m., would they pick up to just listen? Are they selfish or selfless beings? I say nothing and listen, and to my surprise, he sees right through it. He tells me, I see a woman in front of me, a woman that so much of life and living has happened to that she never got the chance to stop, the chance to heal, just because she couldn't. I stared in disbelief and shrugged him off. Have I become too transparent? But he was right. I tell him that you sit here and give me amazing words of who you see me as and what I can become. Then why has my only lover been loneliness? If I was so freaking great, then why does my heart break? Why does every step I take feel like walking on broken glass? He stood up to check his hair and smiled. He turned around and said, it was never true love. You see, if it was true love, it would have worked. But for whatever reason, on whatever side, it wasn't real. It may have been for one person, but it wasn't for the other. And with a smart-ass smirk, he walked away. I stared and realized, holy shit, he's right. Years ago, I moved heaven and earth for a man I wanted to give my life to. I loved him, and to this day, I do. I can never stay mad long enough. I forgive too easily, but only with him. This whole time, I was in love and realized he wasn't. He only twisted my heart and made me dance like a marionette doll. I light up a smoke and exhale without reservation. I realized I wasn't brokenhearted for him. I was brokenhearted for me. I spent a decade of my life loving a man who never loved me, addicted to my fantasy on a tipsy scale that always left me hopeless. God, I wish he could see what is standing in front of him. Everything was a game, a lie, a scheme, and I love him too much to fight. So I walk away. You choose your life. I choose mine. But I love you for being the catalyst to a whole side of me I never knew existed. By the time you even realize what any of this means, I'll be dancing in the city of lost lovers who never want to be found, and I will become your fantasy, and you will become my cautionary tale.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for writing that.
Well, thank you for letting me share it. So I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely. No, that's beautiful. And I think that's, you know, it's beautiful what you talk about in regards to true love, because I think a lot of times we think that it's true love because that's how we feel. But, you know, if they're not the ones trying, or if they're disrespecting or that sort of thing, then it's definitely not true love. It just feels like it to us emotionally, but it's definitely not representative of what true love really is. So I love that you address that part.
Well, thank you. And I feel that, you know, one person always ends up hurting more than the other, you know, in a breakup. And I think that, you know, I mean, like you said, if one person's giving 100 and the other one's only giving 70, like it's not real. You know, it's not, you know, if you don't give it all, it's just, you know, so, something's off. And so sometimes it's hard to realize that, and it's even harder to walk away from it.
Absolutely. It truly is. It's very difficult to walk away when, you know, when someone's not giving their heart, you know, and they're all. But yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, but that's what we talk about.
Yeah. What would you like to promote tonight, or what would you like to share with our listeners tonight?
I don't remember the last thing I said, but we have a studio, we have a vocalist, we have a track that we're working on, and when I say we, I mean me and Charles, and we had a pretty rough week this past week. We just had, there was a lot of scheduling conflicts, so we're looking to go into the studio in the next beginning of next month. We just need to find one more vocal artist. So the track should be done, and then we get to share it. I mean, everything's just in place. Just a matter of booking the studio time and recording it, which is really, really exciting. So I can't wait to have that. Yeah, very, very excited. So.
Nice. Very cool. And well, for all of you listening, if you guys are interested in being considered to be on Zara's song, you can email us at info@facetsoftheheart.com. So you guys can submit your music for her perusal as well. And you can always add her on Facebook at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So, yay.
Well, thank you so much, and hopefully we will also be in Paris soon. So.
Yes, absolutely. So we have that Indiegogo campaign up, you guys. So if you want to hear our show broadcasted live in Paris, because you know you do, you can go search Facets of the Heart on Indiegogo, and you can see how you guys can get perks from us to give you guys some love. That would be awesome. So you can find out how you can help us there, which is cool.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you as always. And, you know, always looking forward to every Monday night because it's awesome.
Yay. Awesome, baby. Well, you have a great night too. And you guys check out her links as well, because then you can get her book of raw poetry. So you have a great one, baby girl. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, and now we are going to go back and hear a little bit more from Emia. And this is a little bit more about her and her music. So for you, what do you want to convey with your music to your fans?
I feel like to my fans, I love vocals, I love harmonies, I love like things that just, you know, you want to sit and listen to. But at the same time with my music, I want people to sort of find something in a song that takes them somewhere and you know, just stops them and goes, whoa, that reminds me of this, or wow, I feel like I'm here, or I don't know, I really want my music to grab people, and I really want people to not just listen to it like here, I want them to listen to like in the heart, you know what I mean? That's what I want my fans, and I know that, you know, the out there, they're listening, and the, you know, the guys that come to the gig and everything, it's so exciting because they really do feel like that way about my songs and stuff. So it's really cool when you get that, you know, the way they hear it is exactly how you're trying to portray it. So it's really cool.
That is awesome. I love that so much. So for you, I would say if you could give one piece of advice or motivate you know, your fans in some way, what would you tell them about, like, how to get through life? And
I like how you said life rather than just obviously the music, because I really do believe it's not just about how you should feel like for me to do my music, it's life. And I do believe that I am a very optimistic person, and like I do walk through life with a little bit of like a arms open and let's see what happens. You have to, for the one advice I could give would be, you know, to allow exciting things to happen, and the only way to happen is to be positive and to, you know, not take for an answer. And yes, you have to be strident and you have to know what you want and go for it, but at the same time, not be scared to just jump and just to go for something and just to allow good things to happen because you're so positive. You know what I mean? I think so.
Awesome. That's awesome. What has been your favorite career highlight up to now?
So maybe one thing that sort of really sort of wowed me, obviously, of course, I've loved my whole year traveling to the States. I loved working with Michelle. But I think the one thing that sort of made me go, whoa, was in May, I went to have a Novello Awards with Nile Rodgers. And that was crazy to sit there with, you know, these British songwriters and obviously American songwriters and Nile Rodgers. To sit there and sort of, you know, watch these people that have worked so hard in what they're doing and they're receiving these awards, and to be in the presence of someone like Nile Rodgers, who is an absolute legend. And just sort of like to be in the world and sort of see it from the outside, because right now I am from the, you know, I'm not in the middle right now, and it's quite cool as an outsider to sort of watch it and sort of go, wow, this is the type of thing that goes on. So I'd say that was an incredible thing so far. But I mean, in 2012, I recorded the backing vocals for Leona Lewis.
Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was amazing because I'd worked with Fraser T. Smith, was the executive producer on the album. And I'd worked with him for a few different projects and stuff like that. So he was like, would you be up for recording the backing vocals on? It was like a few songs. It wasn't all of them. Because I'd started working with Fraser after he'd already started the album. So I loved it. And I was like, yeah, of course I would. And I went into the studio and recorded the vocals. It was just so much fun. It was cool to sort of be in the making of something that was obviously so. It was her latest album, Glass Heart.
Ooh, so which songs can we hear you on?
You can hear me on ITU and Unlove Me.
Nice. I love that. That's awesome.
So this is Leona Lewis, Unlove Me, with Emiya on backing vocals. So enjoy, guys.
It doesn't matter all the time.
That was Leona Lewis, Unlove Me, from her Glass Heart album, featuring Emiya on backing vocals. Yay! And now we have Jeff with our Artists to Watch segment. So, Jeff, who do we have this week that you've picked for us?
All right, I've got an interesting artist for us this week. Actually, it's a group. But before I get into it, I wanted to give a little bit of background here. I'm a huge music fan, but I'm also a music historian. I really enjoy, like, where, you know, the makeup of a band comes from, where a name of a band comes from. For example, Led Zeppelin. For example, Jimmy Page was asked what he thought about starting the New Birds, and his response to that was, it'll go over like a Led Zeppelin. And the name was set in stone at that point. The Young Snakes broke up in 1982. Amy Mann was sitting with her drummer and listening to a David Bowie song, and it said Till Tuesday, and the rest was history. So everything comes from some point. So the band we're talking about this week is a group called Wolf Alice. Now, Ellie Roswell, who's the lead singer of that, was very inspired by an author named Angela Carter. And she does a collection of short stories that really inspired her. And one of those short stories was called Wolf Alice. And so her and several of the members of the band started a four-standard band and took the name Wolf Alice. And I really think it's interesting how those things kind of transpire and become what they are. Now, Wolf Alice formed in 2010. They put out an EP in 2013, really getting some very serious press right now from the BBC Radio 1. And they're looking, they're doing a lot of touring right now across all of Europe. And in April, they're going to be doing a tour in the United States, starting in New York and working all across the United States, all the way to L.A. Lucky for me, they're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, which is within driving distance. They have a really good sound to them. Now, the song that we have tonight is called Blush. It's a little bit more toned down than what they normally would be listening to. They're a little bit more heavier. If you listen to Moaning Lisa Smile or Giant Peach, which are the two tracks off the new album, they're a little bit heavier. You're going to see kind of the Veruca Salt, Hole, Madonna, Elastica, that type of feel. And I think they kind of fill a void that female-led rock bands really hasn't had in a while. So keep an eye out for these guys. Wolf Alice is excellent. You're going to enjoy the song, and you're going to enjoy them if you get a chance to see them live. And check out the new album coming out in June.
You are so right. I really love it that you sent me both songs, because I did listen to Moaning Lisa Smile and obviously also the song Blush. And, you know, you're like, oh, you're going to like Blush better. And you're so completely correct. I do love Blush better. And I love the kind of like the stripped down version of this compared to even the heavier stuff of the majority of their stuff. So I love that they have these different sides to them and the variety of them. And I just think that their voice is just so pure and beautiful. I love her voice. It's beautiful. So thank you so much for referring this group to us. We are so excited to feature them. This is Wolf Alice with their song Blush, and definitely check out their tour. So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
So that was Wolf Alice with their song Blush. So definitely keep an eye out for them. And now we have Lydia with her poem, and she has her Shakespeare in Love segment. So you guys are going to love listening to Lydia, if I can find it, which I'm going to get to it. It's just having a tough time showing up. So in the meantime, I am going to play a little more music and a little more interview from Emya. So we have her. So check this out. So what are some of your career goals for coming up for the future that you want to do or that you could dream about making?
Yeah, I think for me right now, I'm so excited to just keep writing, collaborating with different people and getting inspired through what people do and sort of bringing that into the project. And I can't wait just to do, you know, like a tour and to, you know, because my favorite thing about this whole thing is performing live. Like, I just love performing side of things. And so I'm so excited to be performing my music live, basically, as soon as possible. Like, obviously, I already do it, you know, in the gigs and things like that, but I can't wait to actually sort of have, you know, a full tour, be able to be set up in the UK and in the States. It'd be fun.
That's awesome. What is your zodiac sign?
I am a Leo.
Leo! Nice! Oh, I love that. Very cool. Well, for all of our listeners listening right now, we have pre-recorded this interview because she lives in London, and it's a very big time difference from LA. But on the day that we're recording right now, it's actually the moon is in Leo, so it's actually your power day, which means that you have the most lucky experiences today, and even yesterday went really well for you. So it was like a day where everything will happen for you in a way that's easy and fun.
Amazing. So,
very cool, very cool. And let's see, how did you get involved with music in the first place?
It's so funny, actually, because you know how sometimes you'll talk to people, or most people, and they'll say, I wanted to be a singer since I was born and since I was a baby. I was, you know, me, I was just like this kid that used to love singing, probably to wind my sisters up. Like, I just had a big voice. So I was just, my mum would always say, like, foghorn and stuff like that. That's just sort of what I was. And then I always just play the piano. I loved the piano. So I used to compose things on the piano, and that would excite me more than obviously taking sheet music and playing and things. And then it was just one day in the lounge when I was writing a song with the piano, and I just got the urge to just want to put a vocal down, put some lyrics in, and I was probably like 13. And it just went from there. Like, I wrote a song. Mum was like, wow, that's actually pretty good, Amy. Like, she was actually really shocked. And so she was like, yeah, I want you to go for singing lessons. So I'd never had a lesson before, and I met Sienna Wagner, who was my opera singer, opera coach. So I did a lot of opera training with her, which was really cool, because I don't do opera now with Amir and my project and things like that. But at the same time, I love opera, and I love bringing that classical training into it, because it really sort of taught me different techniques and things like that, and kept it quite separate. So I'd have my training, and then I'd go away and write constantly. And so that's how it was, really. I just as soon as I did it that day when I was in the lounge, I wrote one song, and it just went from there, and I just decided I just wanted to do that forever, really.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So obviously you're very beautiful, as you might know. Have you ever tried modeling?
I haven't actually, no, not officially. So thank you for saying that, Jamie.
Oh, absolutely.
I have done photo shoots, obviously, for Mia, so that's sort of my experience. At first, I couldn't get the, because, like, as a person, just, you know, when a friend takes a photo, I just sort of, you know, smile, like, But then it was sort of getting the knack of, obviously, when I did a shoot and I got those pictures back, I was like, wow, I really need to sort of study this and watch out, you know what I mean, like, and craft it. So then the more shoots I did, you know, you have to hold your face in a certain way and know your own face. Because I know I've got quite a big chin. So, for example, like, you know what I mean? Like, from a certain angle, it just hits it right. And so it was just learning, really, and getting over that shyness of the fact that you just have to sort of just let yourself go and just take these photos. So that's how it went.
I think women are so interesting, you know, it's like we always think these different things about ourselves that nobody else would think. Like, when I look at you, I'm like, you don't have a big chin at all, but then, you know, you think that for yourself. I think it's so funny how, like, us women, you know, we like focus on ourselves totally different than, like, the way the outside might even.
Like, even like I had a recently had went to see my vocal coach, Kylie, and it was the first time I was meeting her that this time, which is the story I'm going to tell you. And she said that the way my face was structured, it was sort of like with the jaw and everything. She said that will really help you pronounce these and hold these notes. So it was really quite cool how even like little things like that obviously have helped. You know what I mean? Help.
Absolutely.
A certain way, yeah. So it was cool.
That is awesome. Okay, so as a final question, because I know we're coming to the end of our time, for you, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
I mean, something that is amazing is obviously always Titanic. Like, it's so sad, mm-hmm. but it's honestly is obviously a beautiful film. But I'm trying to think of, like, a fun one that I recently watched. I actually really liked, I don't know why I think, I'm trying to think of the name now, what I'm thinking. Like, Serendipity. I love Serendipity.
That was sweet.
I loved, like, you know, when at the time it was, like, the same sort of type of films coming out. Like, I loved, like, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes!
Those type of films and 10 Things I Hate About You and all that. I'm a big film fanatic. I do love all my rom-coms.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't think of a favourite. I mean, they're probably, like, an epic, so it's all Romeo and Juliet, the Leonardo DiCaprio version. I think those are epic ones.
Yeah, those are so good.
Yeah. Or you have the fun ones like The Wedding Singer, which again is a fun one.
That's awesome. What are your websites and links to social media so people can follow you and hear your music? And
I'd love them too. Okay, so Twitter is Atemia Music, so EEMIA Music. My Facebook page is just Emiya. And Instagram is Emiya_Music. And is that everything?
Yeah.
As well, Emiya Music.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for being on our show tonight, and we really appreciate it.
So touched that you messaged me to get on here, so thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I always feel really happy and excited when I find really good talent. So, you know, whenever I hear a song that I think is amazing, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to talk to that girl. I need her on the show. And so, I mean, it was just awesome when I was able to hear your stuff. You're really talented.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, honey. You'll have a great night.
You too.
So as we finally end the show tonight, we are going to play some more music of her independent stuff, Need to Learn, and Here We Are. We also have Lydia's poem that we're going to play for you right now. We also have a collaboration between Emiya and Michelle Weiss-Maslin. We have Revelation. So we have all those songs, which is very cool. And because we don't have enough time, in the extended podcast portion, we are going to play our sneak peek song of the week, which is by James Bay this week, and this is Let It Go. And his album's coming out tomorrow, as well as a Van Morrison duet album, which was cool, but not really as strong, I felt, musically, to be able to play it on the show tonight, even though you would think it would be, because he's awesome, and I was really looking forward to it. And the people he sings with are also awesome, like Michael Bublé, for instance, and, you know, Joss Stone and stuff. So he has really cool collaborations, but I really felt like the James Bay stuff was even stronger. So we have James Bay for you tonight. And we also have some more Leona Lewis in honor of Emiya. We have the one she did, ITU, which was cool. And then she also has a cool one on that album called Lovebird, which I'm playing as well. So you have lots of fun stuff to look forward to coming up. Right now we are going to go to Lydia, and then we are going to play some more music for you guys. So this is Lydia with her raw, and oh, sorry, with her raw, with her Shakespeare in love. So Lydia, Shakespeare.
Is it for fear to wed a widow's eye that thou consumes thyself in single life? Ah, if thou issueless shalt hap to die, the world will wail thee like a mateless wife. The world will be thy widow, and still weep that thou no form of thee hast left behind, when every private widow well may keep by children's eyes a husband's shape in mind. Look what an unthrift in the world doth spend, shifts but its place, for still the world enjoys it. But beauty's waste hath in the world an end, and kept, used, the user so destroys it. No love toward others in their bosom sits, that on themselves such murderous shame commits. Anyway, that was Shakespeare, so for all you single people out there. I wrote a poem today called Limitless. So let me know what you think. Limitless, we hold ourselves to limits and regulate our movement, our dreams. Stretch your body, your mind, and soul each day. Learn to play an instrument. Dare to dream. And dream to inspire kindness. We all have the gift of time, aware of the past only. We walk blindly, processing things second by second. Imagine no limits. Imagine freedom. Imagine. Now close your eyes and dare to dream as you stretch your body and teach yourself something new each day. You learn, and through discipline you grow. The past teaching us about the future, with hidden clues everywhere. Anyway, I hope you're having a great night. And about the European update, I don't know if you follow the news at all, but the Maagdenhuis, the protest here in Amsterdam, are now moved to London, Vancouver, South Africa, and I think Toronto even. So there's a lot of massive protests going on with students occupying universities now all over the globe. Anyway, have a great night. Bye.
Bye, Lydia. So for everybody following Lydia throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/LydiaMayen. And now we are going to play the song Revelation by Emiya and Michelle Weiss-Maslin. So I hope you guys like it.
Who was I yesterday, deep in my skin, living the unme without a within, asking for answers I already know, painting pictures of things to let go, holding on to the wrong slice of life, sliding down that sharp side of life. It's enough, I've been through hell and back home. I've thrown me over my eyes, in my closet of honesty and show. Off the mat, shedding the weight that's been keeping me back. It's an I'm not the who that I once met, 'cause it's hard to speak holding your breath less, but from the no place of honest and less. Trash it all, hit refresh.
Revelation.
And get busy, drop the beat, drop the rhyme, up the noise, up the noise, up the noise.
So thank you guys so much for listening to us tonight. We will be back next week with another Romantic Monday, and we have lots of music still in store for you tonight. So have a wonderful night, and we will see you next Monday. Bye!
I would help her.
every day feeling not waiting, even though I'm educated. You are great, you are big. By the life that I live, 'cause to me you are the greatest. I would run, I would jump, I would fall, just to make sure baby's got it all. But to them I can't explain it.
recognize myself on the our reflections change. And we're becoming something else. I think it's time to walk away. Come on, let it go.
I will lay down next to you, stay in bed all afternoon. We were birds of a feather, we were always together. And I never will forget all the little things you said in that beautiful summer. You used to call me a lover, but the time went on, the wind has blown and I have grown. I started feeling that my wings have been broken, and I can't believe that I would ever want to be set free, but I just can't stay. So your love burns right away, your love burns right away. My heart's been stuck in a cage.
times it hurts like hell, and I don't know how to think straight. Yeah, it's lazy. And I repeat my words and spells, make sense of my confusion. You're frustrated, I'm deluded. Feelings in vain, my heart strings strained. I never let things go, yeah, it's too bad. Don't wanna say much more, you get to that. I take one step, you take two back. This fall down, now I feel like a track and I.
Here we are. love.